a daughter late in life to a mother who was sure she didn't want to be a wife. What'd you say to your Irish-eyed dad, who always seemed so silent and sad? What was it like to know you could sing and know that was the most important thing? When courage was the chords on a piano, how'd it feel to board that train, your hands against the window pane, and say goodbye to Gary, Indiana? How'd it feel to stand on that stage, the light in your eyes, your hands shaking on the page, and your voice maybe trembling with all you could feel, and those men in the dark saying your dreams are real? What'd you think when that boy sauntered in and undid you with his lazy grin? You could almost hear your mother sigh with pity. What'd you say when you turned in your keys to your tiny room and your melodies? Said goodbye to dreams of New York City. How'd it feel to have a love so vast that you almost didn't mind what you left in the past? What'd you say each time he wanted to move and left you in a new place with something to prove? Did you give your all at a talent show or blow the back walls out in another church solo? Exhausted by the effort of believing. And in each new room, what did you put on the shelf to remind you that you were still yourself, despite all of the places you were leaving? What was it like to know a girl with your hands who told you all her dreams of playing in a band? What was the advice that died on your lips as the songs poured out of her fingertips? How'd you know that the best you could do was to tell her that she had to see it through? While inside your mind was teeming with the stories of a girl who felt like she was still 19 when her eyes were blue and her slate was clean, sitting on a train from Gary, dreaming of future glories. Man, I wish I'd thought to ask you for your stories. How I wish I had asked you for your stories.
Thanks so much.